1. Which industry does the man want to invest in?
I'd like to think about investing in the agricultural sector.
I think a retail company is the best investment.
Really?
Yes. Look at this store. It's a new company, but it's expanding very quickly.
Retail? You wanted to invest in the agricultural sector last week.
I've changed my mind.
Well, I like the look of the retail business, but I prefer this agricultural company.
We'll have to agree to disagree then.
2. What type of business did the speaker start?
I set up my business 10 years ago. To start with, I borrowed some money from the bank and used my credit card as well. I started making healthy snacks at home for my friends. The vegetables came from local farmers. They were throwing them away because they weren't the right size for the big supermarkets. Then a local shop wanted to sell them. The rest is history.
3. What time did the power cut start?
There was a power cut last night, did you know?
No, I didn't. What time was it? I was out of town on business and I didn't get back till 8:30 this morning.
Lucky you. It started at around 7:30 last night, and it was really cold last night.
How long did it last?
About 4 hours, until 11:30.
I'm glad I missed it.
4. What was the woman doing when the phone rang?
Hello?
Hi, Karen. Jeff here. Are you busy?
Well, I am, in fact. I've got to finish that energy report by tomorrow morning.
Oh, sorry to interrupt.
That's okay. I was actually emailing my brother in Australia before finishing the report.
What's he doing these days? He was working for an automotive company, wasn't he?
Yes, but now he's setting up his own business.
Good for him.
5. Where is the HR office?
Sorry, did you say the HR office is the second door on the right?
No, not quite. Go straight up this corridor and just past the second door on the left, turn right and it's the first one on your left. You can't miss it.
Oh, thanks. I'm always getting lost.
6. What does the man want to discuss first?
Hello, everyone. Let's look at the plans for the new factory first and...
Excuse me for interrupting, Eloise, but I think we should discuss the schedule changes first.
We'll look at those afterwards, Nigel. The plans are more urgent. We'll discuss the schedule last, after we've discussed how many new workers we need to employ.
Oh, we're going to get new staff, are we? That's good news.
7. Which day does Simon need to be in Panama?
Hello. This is a voicemail message for Simon Hartree. It's Wendy from Goring Travel about your flight to Panama next week. I know you've got a meeting on Wednesday, but the flight we booked for you on Tuesday is cancelled. Shall I book a Monday flight instead, or one on Thursday, if you can change your meeting? Please call me back and tell me what you want to do.
8. Which action points is Kendra responsible for?
So, here are the key action points. Ivor is going to visit the site tomorrow morning to assess the situation. Philip's writing a job advertisement for a new site manager, and Kendra will help him with that. She's prepared the job descriptions. The interviews will take place in 2 weeks' time. Lars and Kendra will do those. Anil will investigate the cause of the accident. Thanks, everyone.